This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor Van Vuren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Before we jump into today's message, have you been enjoying these podcast episodes from The Daily Witness? Would you like more? Consider subscribing to The Daily Witness on YouTube for video content and for our Wednesday evening live streams, which takes place at 6:30. We also stream from the Telegram app at the same time. For word, quotes, ministry updates and more, follow us on social media. The Daily Witness is on X, Instagram and Threads. Faith is what connects us to the Father. So remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 6, "Let him that receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support." Trevor Van Vuren Ministries now has Yoko as a payment portal for safe and secure transactions, both for national and international givers. So if you'd like to tithe into this ministry, or you'd like to sow a financial seed, head on over to our website www.thedailywitness.co.za and click on the Giving tab. All contributions that are received goes into furthering the gospel by reaching the lost and training people to live by faith.
Welcome to another edition of the Daily Witness podcast. We are your hosts, Trevor and Megan Van Vuren.
Hey, everyone.
And in this episode, we are continuing where we left off about the importance of studying. And we started in Colossians chapter 2, verse 7. I'm just going to brief you. For those who haven't heard, go and listen to part one. It was really, really good. What an eye-opener. And we're going to start off in Colossians chapter 2, verse 7. He says, "To be rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving." And we actually gave reference to the tree in our backyard versus the tree that was across the road. Now, the tree that was across the road outside our neighbor's front yard, it was a pretty big tree. And it had a pretty big trunk. But we've had some very, very strong winds in this area. And despite that tree's greatness, I would say, it was still completely uprooted by the wind. Now, the tree in our backyard is a ginormous tree.
Probably like 3 or 4 times the size.
That's right. And we've mentioned, I mean, the branches are probably, some branches are as thick as my body. The roots are thicker than my legs. And we're talking about a tree that has stood the test of time.
No wind can move it.
Now, despite the severe winds that we have experienced, which are quite scary, actually.
Yes.
The tree continues to grow.
Mm-hmm.
It just continues to grow and grow and grow. Why? Because that tree is rooted.
And it's very much established.
It's established. And you are supposed to be likened unto that tree. Jesus gives reference of that. And you are supposed to be likened unto that tree in your faith.
Mm.
You're supposed to be rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith. And then we looked at the word established. And
I like that word.
It says to institute something, such as a law, permanently by enactment or agreement. And then it says to make firm or stable, to introduce and cause to grow and multiply, to bring into existence. Okay. So that is supposed to be your life as a believer. Now, what we have tried to explain to the people, if I look back, and what we did was we spoke about faith, and we mentioned that faith is a law. And there are Christians that don't even know that. The book of Romans says that. It's a law. When God institutes a law, there's nothing that you can do to override that law.
And like I said, the faith, the just are meant to live by that law of faith.
That's right. A law is an established principle that will work for anyone that is willing to get involved.
Mm.
But people have their own idea or concept of what faith is.
True.
They chalk it down to, I believe in God, and that's that. And they just leave it at that.
Yes.
But the Bible says in 2 Timothy that you need to study to show yourself approved unto God. So there are people that are, let me say this, short-circuiting their faith.
True.
And they don't even know it. Mm. Why? In most cases, as you know, we deal with people. I bring that up a lot on purpose because people sort of have one viewpoint on Christianity and it's all the same across the board. But when you are a minister, and when I say that, a minister just simply means this, you go out and you serve.
Mm.
Okay? God has called both Megan and myself into ministry, which just simply means this. We are there to serve. That's what it means.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to be a minister, you need to be anointed. And there are certain things that the Spirit of God will lead us into. So there are things that we see that other people will just overlook.
Mm-hmm.
They won't see anything into it. But in most cases, I find that people, and I mean, you know this, they've got all sorts of questions. Where is God in that? But their Bibles are collecting dust.
True. I was going to say that I find a lot of people, they believe that being in faith is saying that it's in God's time.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to leave this. If it happens, it was God's will. If it doesn't, it was God's will.
Yeah.
If they were in an accident, it's God's will.
Everything is on Him.
Yes. And that's not how it is, because then what would be the use of having faith then if everything is in God's time?
Yeah, you wouldn't need to use faith.
Exactly.
But
then they'd be violating Him anyway, because they wouldn't be obeying any of that stuff if that statement was true in God's time.
Now, there are aspects or attributes that make faith work.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, Jesus listed it out in Mark chapter 11, and he says from verse 22, 23, 24, verse 22, he says, have faith in God. But if you look in your margin, it actually says it like this. Have the faith of God.
Or the God kind of faith.
Yeah. Or you can say it like this, just to help your thinking. This is how God's faith works.
Yes.
That's it. That's it. It's as simple as that. Here's one of the attributes that make faith work. He says, concerning the mountain, he says that you need to say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And if there's a condition, it's not automatic.
Mm-hmm.
This is where people make the, you see, this is where false doctrines come up. Or you can call it just what the Bible calls it in the New Testament, doctrines of devils. This is where doctrines of devils come up and they create confusion.
On purpose.
Yeah. He says, if you don't doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you say, not what God says.
True.
What you say. Someone says, no, don't talk like that. That's blasphemous. Hey, that's Jesus. Mm-hmm. You're calling him blasphemous. He says, you must believe those things which you say shall come to pass. You will have whatsoever you said.
Mm-hmm.
So the onus is on you, not God.
Mm-hmm. And it is happening in the reverse in the whole world because there's a lot of people. And we had this conversation many years ago, and it was quite a controversial topic, where we were talking about women being raped and people being hijacked and you know, those severe cases, people getting cancer, and then people go, why did God allow this?
Yeah.
But then when you go and dig deeper, you ask them, many times people say,
what were you saying?
That was my greatest fear.
Yeah.
I was afraid that this would happen.
Yeah.
And they spoke that. They spoke being hijacked over and over. It was a great fear of theirs. Now, if it's going to work in the reverse, why will it not work in the opposite?
Yeah.
Because
forward.
Exactly, in the right direction. So we are already doing it
in
the wrong way.
Yeah. Here's another aspect of faith that people don't know. James talks about this. Faith without works is dead, being alone.
Because they work together.
Yeah. So the emphasis is not so much on the death.
Mm.
The emphasis is on alone.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that tell you? Faith shouldn't be alone.
Yes.
That's another aspect of faith that makes faith work. Here is another aspect of faith, Hebrews chapter 11. He says, let me just go there. And I'm going to go to Hebrews 11, and I want to read it exactly. But these are different aspects of faith, attributes that make faith work, or you can say it like this. Make the law of faith work. Mm. He says, I'm reading here from the Amplified Classic, but without faith, it is impossible to please and be satisfactory to him. For whoever would come near to God must necessarily believe. Yet these are, again, conditions. Conditions that are usually never fulfilled. And then it's dumped on him.
Mm-hmm. As if he's failed.
Yeah. Well, I guess it wasn't God's plan. Well, I guess it's not this. Well, it's in his timing.
Well, you actually kind of missed it.
But without faith, it is impossible to please and be satisfactory to him. For whoever would come near to God must necessarily believe that God exists. That's number one.
Yes.
That's a prerequisite. And number two, that he is the rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek him out.
Mm.
That's another attribute of faith. You see? Here's another one. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. The slogan of this ministry.
Yes.
So then, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. But like I've explained in a video on YouTube, I said that if you read Romans chapter 10 in its context, it talks about a preacher that was sent.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And that preacher, and then he says, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel. And it's all talking about preaching. So it's not talking about the written word in that respect.
Exactly.
And then he says, so then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. But the original Greek says, so then faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of Christ.
Mm.
Now translate the word Christ. It means anointed.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that tell you? It tells you that the person that was sent is preaching the anointed word. And that is how faith comes.
Mm.
That's another attribute of faith.
Yeah.
See? Now, all of these attributes are conditional. You have to meet those requirements in order for faith to be successful.
Yeah. But it's the same as baking a cake.
Yeah.
There is a certain way you've got to combine those ingredients in order for that cake to come out the right way.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's going to flop.
Yeah.
So if you don't follow those instructions, you're not going to end up with a cake. The same with faith. If you follow those instructions, all those laws that were set in place, you will be successful every time because it works.
Here's another attribute of faith, 1 John chapter 5. You see, why can I quote this off the top of my head? Because I study.
Mm-hmm.
I study. And I know the importance of studying.
Yes.
He says, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith.
Mm.
So you've got to know that faith, true faith, God faith,
mm.
the God kind of faith, using faith God's way and not
yes.
your own way.
The faith that says God exists and he is
yeah.
the rewarder.
That faith is always victorious.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's another attribute of faith, which we can learn from the ministry of Jesus. He says faith can fail.
Mm-hmm.
He says, we look at the life of Peter, and Jesus prayed, Peter, I have prayed that your faith
fail not.
Now, why would he pray that?
Well, obviously your faith can fail.
Your faith can fail. Well, he explained in that situation, he said, Satan has desired to sift you as wheat. That's what he said.
Mm.
And he said, I've prayed that your faith fail not. And that did happen. Satan came and he got Peter to betray Jesus.
Yeah.
But Jesus prayed that his faith fail not. So can you see there are various factors or attributes that can make faith fail and can make faith work. When a faith or you're in faith for a miracle and something doesn't come to pass, the very first thing you need to do is not judge God or ask God why it didn't work. You need to ask yourself, where did you miss it?
Mm. That's the mature thing to do.
That's the mature thing to do.
Because the Holy Spirit will help you.
100%.
He will tell you where you've missed it
yeah.
in the most uncondemning way, just so that you can get back on track and correct it.
But what did we say in John chapter 14? Jesus said, the Holy Spirit is the teacher.
Yes.
He's the teacher. So you can see that your faith can fail. But now we've been through various attributes. There are more. But we've been through various attributes, and 9 times out of 10, we've always found out dealing with people, they don't qualify.
Mm.
They don't qualify for the promise because they are not putting the full law of faith into operation.
Yeah.
And so they don't meet the requirements. And that is what causes a faith failure.
Mm.
Because Jesus doesn't want us to lose.
No, he doesn't. And I mean, he already paid the price for us
yeah.
to have the victory.
But here's the thing. You have to study.
Yes.
You have to study.
Even in Jeremiah 29 verse 11 up to 13, which everybody always reads, where it talks about him having a plan for our life. But when you read further down, because people stop at verse 11, but if you read further down, it says, if you will come to me and pray to me, you will. If you seek me,
yeah.
you will find me when you seek me with all your
with
heart.
With all your heart.
So with everything that you do, you have to do it with all your heart.
100%. That's another attribute.
Yes.
Now, why did I mention all these various attributes? Because what I'm saying is these are impartations that the Holy Spirit made in my spirit over a period of years. Because what I did was instead of going out and partying and hanging out with a whole bunch of people, I rather spent my time with him in his presence, and I studied and I studied and I studied, and I'm so glad that I did. And there were faith failures that I had along the way, which is normal. And some of them were tough. Okay. Some of them were tough, but you have to go through that in order to grow. And some things are very, very difficult to comprehend. And everything about the kingdom of God also is spiritually discerned.
Yes.
That is so important. And so much of the time, people focus so much on learning natural things and carnal things, and they make light of spiritual things when that should be in the ascendancy. That yes. should be prioritized first place. You should learn the ways of the kingdom first place, because there's going to come a time where you need to stand on your own two feet. And you, the Bible says, you resist the devil and he will flee. Don't ask God to resist the devil for you. There's no scripture for that.
Exactly. Because a lot of people will say, Lord, remove this. Lord, take this away. And he can't do that.
There's no scripture for that.
You've got to give it up.
That's right.
You know? But I was just thinking, like, how important it is when we were commenting on your uncle's post. And I mentioned in there that, you know, the natural food is as, well, should I say the spiritual food actually is as important as the natural food. They're connected.
Yeah.
So when you, people are so focused on getting all the natural things sorted out, and they don't realize that the spirit realm or the spirit life is the life source of everything else. So if your spirit life is not fed daily, you are going to find that you are going to have sort of like a drought in your soul, in your mind and your will and your emotions. And then you'll find that it will result in your body. So when you're focusing all on your body the whole time, then your spirit is taking a backseat and your life actually goes backwards. But if you focus on building up your spirit life, you'll find out that everything will just keep increasing and increasing. Like that one scripture that says, with being established, you're going to establish yourself in the word and in life itself. You're going to open yourself up for increase, to grow when your spirit life is put first place.
Now, we said all that to say this. These impartations that came by the Holy Ghost, some of them took months for the Holy Spirit to impart that in me and build on that, giving me examples, giving me scripture, various teachings. There were things that I had to grow into that have become permanent in me. Remember that word, that definition of established? To become permanent, something that's permanent, okay? To become rooted and built up in him. Now I have had many faith victories as well. And now more faith victories than faith failures. But it came because I submitted myself to the Holy Spirit and I studied to show myself approved, okay? and the Holy Spirit was able to teach me. And like I said, some of those impartations took months. Some of them took years. Mm. Some of them took years. I haven't even mentioned some of the attributes of faith. That's just faith alone that we're talking about. What about the love of God?
Oh, yes.
What about the righteousness of God?
Yes.
What about that? There is so much to learn.
You can touch on the grace and His mercy.
That's right. So what I'm saying is these are attributes. These are impartations that have become permanent in me.
Mm.
There's a lot of people that try to function on knowledge, and I know we're running out of time now, so I'm going to try and wrap this up quickly. But a lot of people try and function on knowledge, but knowledge is not enough. It's got to become a revelation.
Yes.
It's got to become part of you. You've got to become established in this. See? And when you become established, that's when you understand how the law of faith works. God wants you to understand how it works.
Yeah.
He wants you to have victory all the time. That's what He wants.
Yeah.
And that's something that people just don't understand. So what I'm saying is, for those, coming back to the question now, for those who got a little bit of time for God, maybe once a week, and they're just kind of filling it in there, and some people that are not taking it that serious, and so forth. Your day of reckoning is coming. Unfortunately, this is not a doomsday message. This is a warning.
Yeah.
And you have missed out on days and weeks and months and even years of impartation that you don't have. And when the winds and the storms of life come, like Jesus mentioned, your house is going to fall down because you have not built it on a rock. You won't be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We hope that you were blessed by this message. And remember, faith comes by hearing.
So keep on hearing.
Hey, everyone. If you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.